You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Yay!
Yay for us! Yay!
Yay for No Filter Friday, where you can call in and talk about just about anything you want or ask any question. We answer 96% of questions that are asked of us.
Yeah, we're pretty good about it.
So you got pretty good odds there.
Full lines. Thank you, everybody.
Start with Selena. Good morning, Selena. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
So good. It's No Filter Friday. So what do you got for us?
Hey, I just wanted to be your first client and ask you if you knew what my dog's favorite color was.
What your dog's favorite color is?
Yeah.
Hold on. He's got a channel. Do you have a chant?
Well, wait a minute. Before I answer the question, we got to figure out how you're going to pay the $25, don't we? I mean, what do you want, a freebie?
This is a test run.
Wait a minute. Do you have a coupon?
I do.
Oh, okay. Is it one of those try it out for free coupons?
It is.
First one's on Dom.
All right.
What kind of dog do you have?
And name.
Her name is Shiloh. She's an Australian Shepherd Border Collie mix.
Okay. What do you think of Dom? He's gazing. Hold on. He's channeling.
Wait. How old is Shiloh?
She is four.
Where did you get this dog?
I got her from some lady out in Rama. I think that's how you pronounce it.
Rama?
Yeah, out east in Colorado.
Out east. What color is your dog?
She is tri-colored. She's brown, red, and white.
Whoa. Beautiful.
Which is making sense because the red and white, when you put those together, you know what you get, right?
Pink.
Yes, and that is Shiloh's favorite color.
Amazing.
Oh, you're so intuitive.
He's amazing.
I'm about the most pet intuitive person you will ever meet.
And he's a big fan of colors.
I love colors.
Loves the 64-pack of crayons.
Palette is one of my favorite words.
Palette.
Palette.
Hashtag palette.
Awesome.
So, are you impressed?
I am super impressed. You're awesome.
Will you tell all your friends?
I will tell all my friends.
Really good. Go buy some pink stuff today, all right?
I will. You have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye. I have my first client.
That's really good, Dom.
That was my first.
You were into it.
I just felt
it, too. I
could
see the focus.
Oh, I almost got a headache thinking about it. Here's Bobby. Good morning, Bobby. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. I'm excited I got through.
Well, we're excited to talk to you. What are you doing this weekend? Anything fun?
No, but I'm on vacation next week, so I'm just glad that I'll be happy when the day's over.
Yeah, what are you doing on vacation?
It's a staycation, so whatever I want to do when I wake up in the morning.
Those are kind of nice.
We saw that the weather's decent until next Thursday, and then it might snow in Denver next Thursday.
And that's fine, because I love to stay home when it's snowing, so that's a perfect
that's beautiful.
Day for me.
Something warm and get some soft socks on.
Do you have any questions for us or what's the deal?
Yes, I am really interested in how both of you met your spouses.
Oh, yeah, the wives.
Yes.
Yeah?
Well, here's what I will reveal about that. I will reveal what our first conversation was about.
Okay.
All right, when I first met her.
Mm-hmm.
And to be a bit of a, I wonder if I should tell people this. Yeah, it's all right. To be a bit of a smart aleck, as I like to, here I am talking to a beautiful woman. And one of the things I tell her is, you know, and I'm just trying to be funny, Bobby, right? I said, you know, I'm a catch. You want to know why? And she goes, why? I said, because I'm an orphan. And so I come with no in-laws.
Harsh. Harsh.
That could be a positive thing. Yes.
Yes.
Are you kidding
me? Huge.
I just announced that she'll never have to deal with in-laws.
And two different Christmases, two different Thanksgivings.
She immediately went out with me.
She said, take me now.
And that was essentially how we met, was me
that's
telling
really
her
good.
That I come with no in-laws. And
that's a great first line.
Tell me.
Yeah.
Look, she married me.
Yeah, there you go. That's good.
What about
that's
you? I know, here's the thing that I know Jeremy did. He kind of met, if I got this right.
Well, what?
You don't want me to spoil it?
The thing is, Bobby.
Yes.
My wife, my kids, completely made up. I'm single as can be.
They're made up.
Don't even exist.
Of your imagination.
All these years, all those stories, completely fake.
Fiction.
Fabricated for entertainment on the radio.
Mm-hmm. And what about your dog with its anal glands on?
Never existed.
He's the one with the
I just
anal
have
glands.
A thing for anal glands, and I worked it into the show. All right, Bobby?
Are we good?
Don't tell anybody. My life, completely fake.
I won't. It's a secret.
Thank you, ma'am.
You're the best. Have a great weekend, okay?
Bye, Bobby.
Thank you both. Yes, you too. Bye-bye.
All right.
I cannot wait for you to get the text.
Single as can be.
I cannot wait for you to get the text.
I'm out on the dating scene. Jam-packed weekend
of dates.
In fact,
I think Nicole just texted me.
Who's Nicole? Never heard of her.
She don't even know her. She told me to pass along a message.
Hot dates this weekend.
Here's Chris. Good morning, Chris. Welcome to the show.
Morning, guys.
Hey. Hi, Chris. What's going on? What are you doing this weekend?
So I have to work on Saturday, but after work, I'm taking my kids to a hockey game.
Oh, nice. That's good. That'll be fun.
The Avs game or a different hockey game?
The Eagles game up in Windsor.
I love watching hockey live. I love it. Mm-hmm. So much fun.
It's you realize what a violent sport it is
when you're there
in person. Because if you watch it on TV, you see them bump into each other. But when you're there,
it's like, gah!
It is. I don't know how they do it. It's a bad thing
when you leave, too, a hockey game, because you feel like you could do that to just anybody. Like, walk into your car, you're like,
you start getting all aggressive.
Out of my way.
Yeah.
So, Chris, you have a question for us, or what's going on?
I actually wanted to give you guys an update from a message I sent you guys a couple years ago.
Okay, what was it?
I was in college to become a mechanic, and I asked how either of you would feel about a female mechanic.
I remember this.
I totally remember your call.
Totally.
Please tell me that you went through with that, and you are indeed a mechanic.
I am. I actually graduated this last semester with my full associate's degree in automotive technology.
Awesome.
And I am working for a dealership up here in Fort Collins, and they are treating me fantastic. I just got a raise on Monday.
Heck yeah! Well, it all paid off for you.
I will tell you this. I don't remember exactly what I said to you, except we both were encouraging you, but I believe that as a pair, we both said a woman mechanic is sexy.
Well,
Yes. I think that was in there somewhere.
That was the gist of it?
Yeah, well, I'm just saying.
Not that she's working really hard and she's a kick-butt mechanic.
I know that.
But Dom was like, let me see you in those coveralls.
Let me see with grease all over your hands.
Dom.
Look, I know we're going to get hate email
she's
over this.
She's a hard worker.
I know we will, but I just remember we were laughing and we said, hey, it's sexy. And it is.
Sorry. I mean, it is.
Sorry.
I actually made a joke to some of my coworkers yesterday because I'm the only girl in the shop. I made a joke about this is why I chose to go into this industry, because I wouldn't stand a candle against some of the girls in office buildings.
Well, yeah. No, but check this out. If you'll recall, in My Cousin Vinny, Mona Lisa Vito or whatever knows more about cars than any guy in that movie. And tell me she's not sexy.
That's pretty sexy when you know a lot about cars.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you do, just out of curiosity, like, can you do more work on some of the cars just because you like have smaller hands and you can get up into
fair question
cracks and crevices a little bit better than the guys can?
Yeah. And yeah. it happens at least once a day.
Yeah, I would think that you're very valuable, because you can get up into places that the guys can't.
So. She knows her differential, I'll tell you that.
Yes, yes.
And I've got better dexterity. So,
good for you. Congratulations. Yeah. I'm glad you're working hard. You bet.
You're the best. Go have a great weekend, and congratulations, Chris.
Thank you, guys. You have a good weekend, too.
Bye.
Thank you. Now, that's cool.
Very.
We have time only for two more, Kristen and Sam. Here's Kristen. Good morning, Kristen. Welcome to the show.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
What's going on? What are you doing this weekend?
I don't have any big plans. I thought maybe go up to the mountains before it gets, too freezing.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Get some nature.
Get some nature. I'm getting my nature on.
My nature gauge is on E. I need to go get me some nature.
It's all I got to fill up on. Nature.
Right.
Yeah, good.
That's funny. That's cool.
So
What's on your mind? A question?
I do have a question. I was just wondering, it's kind of random, but what you guys would be doing if you weren't radio hosts. Oh, and by the way, Jeremy, can you do the hey, girl?
Hey, girl.
Oh, God.
You like that?
And he's single, apparently.
So single? Let's go get some nature.
But I got news for you. He does come with in-laws.
I do. And they're around a lot.
Yeah, all the time.
So your question was what we would be doing if we weren't doing radio.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's easy for me. I'd be a government-paid assassin.
That's really good. And I'm really good at making balloon animals. So I'd probably be one of those people that wander around restaurants and bug you and make balloon animals.
That's what we'd be doing.
Yep. Big money and all that.
I was right. right on the money.
what did you think that we could do if we weren't in radio?
Yeah, where are our skill levels here?
I kind of pictured Dom as a doctor and maybe Jeremy a forever student.
Forever student? The hell does that mean? Jeremy working at the Olive Garden.
That is funny.
I enjoy college so much.
I like Dr. Dom, though.
Yeah, that's way to shoot high for Dom.
Yeah.
I'm
holy cow.
That's so good.
Just say hey, girl, again.
Hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
That's funny. You know, late 80s here in Denver on another station called Y108, I did a feature called Dr. Dom, the Doctor of Love. And people wrote in and they asked relationship questions. And it was Dr. Dom, the Doctor of Love. Oh, I haven't thought of that in a million
years. Doctor.
So I am sort of a doctor, Krista.
All right.
I play one on the radio. Have a great weekend and get all that nature soaked in you,
yes,
okay?
Have fun. I'm careful. Watch for bears.
I'm going to fill up. I will.
All right.
Bye.
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 God, we have the greatest listeners on
Jesus
the planet.
Sweetheart.
All right, we only have time for
one more.
And it's Sam. Hello, Sam. Welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you guys?
We're
very well.
We're fantastic. Dr. Dom here and Olive Garden Jeremy.
Hey, want more breadsticks?
you could make the balloon animals at the Olive Garden.
Sam, what's going on in your world?
Me? I'm an IT engineer, so I'm heading to office. Going to deal with a busy day.
Yeah.
Busy day.
Got a lot of IT stuff to do.
I don't envy you, man, having to put up with people who are not IT
savvy.
Yeah. Because our IT people hate us. So
that was easy for me, actually. But dealing with the people who knows IT, that's the difficult part for me, actually.
Makes sense. So they know just enough to make your job difficult
because they won't
listen to you, probably.
True that.
See,
that's funny.
I didn't even think about that. Sam's trying to do his job, and they're like, oh, I know that.
I wouldn't do it that way, Sam. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What are you doing this weekend?
He's going to be doing a lot of alt control delete.
Today, probably in my work, they'll open the taps for free beer and free wine.
Whoa, pump the brakes, Sammy.
At work, they're giving out free beer and wine?
Yep.
Well, no wonder everyone's computers are messed up.
They're drunk.
They're downloading a bunch of stuff.
God.
I want free beer at work.
You know, you can just stop right there. If you've got free beer and wine at work, you win. So.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you win.
Yeah, you win.
Yeah, you win.
You win life today.
Not a prize, but you win, so.
That is true. So tomorrow I'm going to spend my time with my 7-year and 1-year-old.
All right, Sam.
Well, your phone's kind of breaking up on us. Listen, we appreciate you listening, and we hope you have a fun weekend. Don't drink too much, okay?
Bottoms up.
Oh, wait. For sure.
All right.
Thank you,
buddy. Bye, buddy. I don't know if I like Sam getting drunk at work and then trying to fix people's computers.
He's going to be, you know, he's going to be putting viruses on everything.
He's like, job security. Oh, those were great today.
Fantastic. This is why we do it every Friday. So if you weren't able to get through today, we will do another No Filter Friday. Will we? Actually, I won't be here next Friday.
Oh, that's right.
We could do No Filter Thursday.
Let's do it.